Welcome to episode 39 of the Midlife Worthy Moms podcast for the Graceful Empty Nester. Today I have a shorter but powerful podcast, one packed with a punch, a breakthrough for your circumstances. All you need to do is ask yourself the question and then answer it. Are you a mom who's been taken by surprise and finds herself struggling with her adult child? Well, it's time to grab a pen and notebook because I'm about to share some insider information that will help you navigate through this challenging phase. I'm Kim Damon, a mom, a life coach, and an Enneagram coach. I specialize in helping moms of adults in rediscovering the connection with their adult kids. Just imagine, mom, stepping into a state of drama remission with your adult children. Together, we'll build a life grounded in grace and the peace that comes from truly knowing who you are as a midlife woman and a mom. Make sure you visit my website. The link is provided in the show notes. And grab your free course, Thriving in a Divided Family. It's packed with valuable insights. Thanks for joining me today. It's been a tough day. I have stopped and started so many different projects today, and I haven't accomplished anything. And I know that you've all had those days, which actually leads me to the topic today. And it's one that I've been planning on, but it's into something even better. So there's a reason why these things happen. There's a reason why I go through these things. Have you ever asked yourself one of those, why is this happening to me questions? I think we all do at some point. Sometimes we can answer that question just outright. Today, I asked myself why I can't seem to get anything accomplished. The answer was, I didn't plan well. And that is the reason why I ended up stopping and starting so many different projects today. I didn't plan. I didn't plan what I was going to do, which ones were more important, which were a priority. And so I ended up flip-flopping back and forth. So I answered my own question. We ask ourselves these questions in our brains all the time, and we don't answer it. The answer is part of the solution, but we just leave that question hanging in our brains. This actually creates a space for us to become victims of our own circumstances. If I had not answered the question as to why I couldn't seem to get anything accomplished with a truthful answer of I didn't plan well, I wouldn't have the solution of putting together a plan. So let's talk about some of these open-ended questions that we ask and then just leave it up there for feeling victimized or feeling like we're broken somehow, or at least feeling terrible about why this is happening. Here's a question. Why am I always broke? Why can't I seem to make friends? Why am I gaining so much weight? Why do I struggle with my kids so much? Why is my house a mess? Why am I so disorganized? Why can't I finish anything? These questions are the whys of what we have control over. And when they go unanswered, unresolved, we continue to ask even more questions. It makes us feel terrible. It makes us feel like somehow we're broken, we're flawed. And it causes us to ruminate and feel even worse than we did before. The solution is right in front of us. We just need to answer the question and then decide what we're going to do about it. Each one of us are going to have our own unique questions that roll through our minds. Maybe some of the questions only come up occasionally and they don't cause you any harm. But then there are those questions that repeatedly come up that you ask yourself all the time that create that sense of being victimized by your own circumstances. So let me give you some random examples of some things that might be running around in your head that you just need to simply answer. Why am I so broke? Because I don't manage my money well. Why can't I seem to make friends? Because I don't go anywhere. Why am I gaining so much weight? Because I avoid my emotions with comfort food. Why do I struggle with my kids so much? Because I don't do what it takes to solve it. Simply by answering those questions, we can come up with a plan to solve our problem. You get my point with these. Please understand that we all do this, some of us more than others, and I'm talking to me as much as I'm talking to you. We get to pick that low-hanging fruit and answer the question and solve the problem one by one. Choose which one you want to solve first. Choose the low-hanging fruit that you know the answer to the question right off the top of your head, and then what you're going to do about it. Now for the gem of this episode. What if the question is about someone else and why they're doing it? Why is someone treating you a certain way? You're in pain because of how someone else treats you. Or you might be asking yourself, why do they keep doing this to you? Instead, I want you to start asking yourself, why do I keep allowing it? We are all different people. We are different wives. We are different moms. We are different grandparents. We're different in-laws. Because we're all different, we're going to face different struggles with people. We're going to face different challenges. We're also not only dealing with our own personality, but we're dealing with someone else's personality. So sometimes we're going to ask ourselves why someone else is doing something to us. Why, for example, are my kids acting this way? The trouble is that we really can't answer that truthfully. We can't answer why someone else is doing something. Only they can answer that. But what we can answer is why we're allowing it. Now, maybe there's a very valid reason why you're allowing it. A lot of people have some good, solid reasons why they tolerate a certain behavior coming from another person. But at least you have a good understanding of why you are willing to be treated this way, why you're willing to tolerate something. Listen, let's face it. Sometimes we tolerate certain behaviors because we want a relationship with our kids, or we tolerate a relationship with our kids because we want a relationship with our grandkids. That's a powerful why. But when we keep asking ourselves, why are they treating me this way? Because I'm allowing it because I want a relationship with my grandchild. Then we get to answer the question why we're willing to tolerate it. I hear from people all the time asking themselves these questions about other people in their lives, like, why does my husband act this way? Why does my boss yell at me? And unless you're going to go to your boss and ask that question, you're probably never going to really know the answer to why another person does something to you, right? Why your boss yells at you. But let's look at this from a mom's perspective. From the perspective of maybe you're in the throes of something right now. Your child is displaying some sort of behavior. Maybe they're ignoring you. Maybe they're not calling you back. Maybe they're estranged from you. Maybe you've gone through a rough patch. Maybe they've moved back into the house. Notice when you repeatedly ask yourself why someone else is behaving a certain way or treating you a certain way. These questions do not help us. They only cause us to ruminate into more questions and think that there's something wrong with us because somebody is treating us this way, or somebody is saying these words to us, or somebody's acting a certain way. There are two different ways that you can actually get answers to this question. One is by actually asking the person. Go to that person and ask yourself, why are you behaving this way? Why are you speaking to me this way? Why are you not honoring your word this way? Or the other alternative is to ask yourself, not why it's happening to you, but why you are allowing it. Why am I allowing this person to speak this way to me, to act this way to me? What is in it for me? Because there could be a very good reason. And then if you answer that question, it doesn't ruminate. If you know the answer is, I'm willing to deal with this because I want to see my grandkids, the question's going to go away. It's not going to haunt you. When you notice the question of why someone else is treating you a certain way, simply ask yourself the question, why am I allowing that? Let's just go through just some random examples of how we do that. Now, if you just take a few examples, my child is borrowing money and they never pay it back. Why do I allow that? They're disrespectful and rude to me. Why am I allowing that? They move back and now they don't respect any of the boundaries that we agreed together. Again, why am I allowing that? I think it's so important to answer that question first before you try to figure out what someone else is thinking or why the person has a certain behavior. Because you can't actually answer that. The only thing that you can answer is why you're allowing it. And again, I want to stress that you might have a very good reason. Let me just say that emotional abuse or verbal abuse can be very subjective. It's all in the eye of the person that's receiving it. So I say this thinking to myself that this is abusive behavior. I tell this story here. I have heard moms say that their children have called them fat, that their children have called them lazy, that their children have made very, very abusive comments, abusive in my subjective world. And again, this is a great opportunity to ask. When you ask yourself why they're speaking to you like this, why they're saying these words to you, I would love for you to ask, why are you allowing it? And then, of course, we have to answer the question. We not only need to ask why we're allowing it, we have to answer the question. Is it because we don't have the tools? Is it because there's another relationship that's more important and we're willing to put up with whatever is going on? Is it because we need to do some work on ourselves? We need to feel better about ourselves. You get to answer that question, but the only way that you can answer that question is if you ask yourself why you're allowing it. Asking ourselves these questions without giving ourselves the answers, it hurts. It causes us to ruminate. It causes us to question ourselves. It eventually can even cause us to victimize ourselves and become victims of our own circumstances. In order to get through this, please start questioning yourself. Please answer the question yourself. Stop asking why they are doing this and start asking why you're allowing it. And then answer your own question. It will solve so much for you. It will create a place where you understand more about you and your situation and what you're willing to put up with and what you're not willing to put up with. If you're enjoying this podcast and finding value in our discussions, I'd love to hear from you. Take a moment to leave a review on the podcast platform of your choice. Your feedback is incredibly valuable, and it helps other worthy moms just like us discover this podcast. Additionally, if you know another mom that could benefit from our conversations, please share this podcast with her. Together, we can create a supportive community of worthy moms. Join me next week for another empowering episode on the Midlife Worthy Moms podcast.